You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday, which means we will be endeavoring another episode of the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Good. And we're joined during this first segment by none other than my good friend and major sponsor of Superhuman Radio, Steve Lapidus. How are you, Steve?
Good, Steve. How you doing, Carl?
Yeah, very good. And the reason that we're joined with Steve to get the show started is because Age Force has some exciting news. They've introduced or finally released a patch that's been in the works for some time now. And ironically, on the heels of lots of good information about taking a standard multiple vitamin. What's the new patch?
Well, we, again, this patch call, and Roy,
Rob Regish.
I've been called worse. These days.
There you go. I'm still a little stuffy from a lot of turkey, but anyway, we virtually had tens of thousands of requests in the last couple of years from customers or just people visiting the website. How come you don't have a multivitamin? And there are challenges in putting together a good transdermal multivitamin, but we finally licked those challenges and are introducing our what we call multi-direct because of the direct to bloodstream delivery of the transdermal patch. The patch has 16 vitamins, and thanks to you, Carl, with your suggestion, we've included six extremely effective antioxidants in addition to the 16 vitamins.
Yeah, and the antioxidant blend actually plays off of itself. A lot of these antioxidants actually recycle each other. So,
so we're really excited about it. As we always do, we introduce a new product with a exclusive offer to Superhuman Radio audience, and there's a big banner on your homepage now, Carl, with a buy one get one free offer for the multi.
How long will that go on for, Steve?
You and I will talk about that, but you know, certainly, through the end of this week at least.
Okay.
You know, we know a lot of people don't listen to your program live. They listen to the podcast at their leisure, and we don't want to preclude them from the offer. So again, this is an exciting patch. We priced it very aggressively. In fact, if they sign up for someone signs up for the auto ship and with the 2-for-1, they'd be paying in effect they'd be paying $15 a month for an incredibly effective multivitamin and multivitamin patch.
And you know, it is true that years ago there was lots of research done on a lot of these store bought multivitamins because of the way they're manufactured. There was a now famous video of a doctor who took time-lapse x-rays of a person's intestines, and they watched the vitamins, several of them, and I don't remember the names of them, but like, you know, the kind that are the most popular, they just go right through a person and come out the other end completely undigested, which is amazing to me.
And picking up on that, we have, if someone visits our website to the multivitamin product Learn More page, we have what we call an icky image alert. If they click on it, it brings up a pop-up page call that shows an image of a toilet bowl with lime green water in it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how many people have Every day when they take their daily vitamin, they see, and again, you know, pardon my French, but they see the color of their urine change dramatically.
Well, that's not always a bad thing. That's not what a vitamin B. Vitamin B will change the color of your urine dramatically, but more yellow. It'll make it more yellow.
But it also evidences a tremendous amount of the multivitamin nutrients that just get flushed through the system.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
So we thought that was a nice graphic to put up and show people, you know, that's something they might relate to.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, obviously people can sign up for the auto ship. Can they also buy the one-time?
Yep. All the 30-day, the 90-day, and the 180-day order options are all there, and they're doubled if they click on the patch. They go to an order page, and those order will double any order, you know, while this offer is.
And how many? What is a month supply consist of? 30 patches?
30 patches.
Yeah,
yes,
perfect.
One a day. So one a day multivitamin. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Just put the patch on after dinner. Sleep with it. Take it off in the morning.
Interesting.
You're ready to rock.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And also, I've heard rumors that you've upgraded some of your existing formulas on some of the better patches that you sell.
Yeah, as you know, science keeps moving forward. New studies, new peer review studies, clinical trials, and we've taken advantage of a lot of the new information and our own research, and we've upgraded the formulas for our fat burning weight loss patch and our Testo 100 testosterone booster patch. Both of those patches, since the 15th of November, we've been shipping existing customers and new customers a new upgraded formula. We've built on the strengths of the existing formulas, added a few new ingredients, and to make the patches even more effective than they had been.
So people will just see these additions if they're already auto ship customers without having to make a
running change. Running change, no change in price, just a running change for existing customers. They'll automatically get the new formula with a little insert to let them know they're getting a new formula, and of course new customers get the new formula, obviously.
Yeah, pretty cool.
When
are you going to come up with a transdermal patch with turkey in it for Thanksgiving, since we talked about being stuffed up with turkey?
Huh? Well, the challenge is to do one with turkey and stuffing.
No, yeah, there you go. No, I was going to say the real challenge is some people want white meat and some people want dark meat. That's the problem.
But again, Carl, I'm going to let you and Rob get to it. We're very excited about the multi-patch, multi-direct patch. It's a great multivitamin patch, and we hope your audience will take advantage, as they always do, of these new product introductory offers that we make for you.
I have to suspect that you're already seeing a big response, just because I know that a lot of the decision to make patches comes from your existing customers who say, why don't you have this patch? Why don't you have that patch? So I have to believe that this is being met with some positive response already. Am I correct about that?
No question. You know, especially, you know, we have, you know, someone that's buying the B-complex patch from us, Q10, omega-3 patch. You know, when are we going to get a multi? Why do I have to go somewhere else for my multivitamin patch? Well, now we're a one-stop shop. We've got them all, and it's been a great great response so far. So we look forward to this becoming a very, very popular patch.
Very cool, very cool. Rob, you have any questions, comments before we break?
No, although I'll tell you what, I do hear some great things, especially about the melatonin patch. You know, it's a good point. Melatonin tabs do wash out awful quick for a lot of people. I'm one of them, and I have a number of guys in the Blueprint Army that do use the melatonin patch, and they like it.
Yeah.
Like it a lot.
Yeah, it is a popular patch, too.
It certainly is. Appreciate the kind words.
And for those out there who still say that these are nothing more than Band-Aids, tell that to the guy who puts the melatonin patch on and gets sleepy and falls asleep minutes later, that there's nothing in the patch. So there you go.
I'm interested to see the antioxidants, because you'd be interested to listen, Steve, maybe to the Blueprint tip of the day.
There you
go.
Great
stuff on there.
There you go. There you go. All right, listen, Steve, thanks for being on today to talk about this, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me call, and
okay.
You guys have a great show.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we will pick it up with the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Titan Organics is a direct importer of the finest organic virgin coconut oil from pristine Philippines farmland. Their raw, organic, and kosher centrifuged coconut oil is the finest available in the world. They're so confident that you've never experienced a finer coconut oil that the first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners get a free 15-ounce jar. If you love coconut oil for cooking, skin, and hair care, or if you eat it out of the jar like Carl does, you're going to be absolutely blown away. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Titan Organics banner ad to get your free jar today. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. And it wouldn't be the Blueprint Power Hour without a question from our good friend in Greece, Panos Antonakos. Isn't that right, Rob?
Yeah, Panos is a great guy. I keep reading about, hearing about how Greece is falling apart, but Panos, his glass is always half full, brother.
Well, that's
great
the answer.
Guy.
That's the answer. He says, what do you know about Kratom? Kratom? K-R-A-T-O-M? I don't even know what that is.
Kratom.
Kratom. I keep hearing about it as a way to lower stress, but there also seems to be a lot of controversy surrounding it. Do you have any opinion? And if so, how do you see it fitting into training?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, and I do need to thank my good friend, Randy Mordhorst.
Yeah, he's been on the show. Yeah.
He's been on the show before, who had insight and provided guidance on the topic that I needed. I've had my eye on Kratom for some time, but like you, Panos, I was hesitant to take the plunge. So with Randy's help, I eventually learned enough to be comfortable in trying it, recently ordered some up, and will offer my thoughts now on that. So to review, kratom is a large tree. It's native to Southeast Asia and Indochina. It's actually in the same family as the coffee tree, and the leaves of kratom have been used for hundreds of years by natives in that part of the world. It is used in folk medicine in low doses as a stimulant and in high doses as a sedative. It's also been used as a recreational drug,
really?
Painkiller, yeah, and a treatment for opiate addiction. Let's cut to the chase, though. Most people use it to chill out and take the edge off. And in that respect, it does a brilliant job, and I find it quite effective. Ironically enough, possession of kratom leaves and is illegal in Thailand, despite the tree being native to that country. Kratom itself, though, is not regulated in the United States, I believe, with the exception of one state. It might be Michigan. Although the DEA includes it on its drug and chemicals of concern list.
Really?
Yeah. Like all nutraceuticals, though, there are positives and negatives to weigh when considering its use, so I'm going to keep this short. The upsides are this. The stuff does impart some very deep relaxation and a noticeable feel-good factor. The downside, of course, is along with that feel-good factor comes some risk of addiction. Used constructively, I do see great value in kratom. For example, one of the best things you can do after a hard training session is to relax, right? It's a simple thing, but a lot of people miss it. If you think about it, you just jacked your central nervous system through the roof, and staying that way has its consequences. And that state is exacerbated by all the pre-workout stims on the market today, or at least most of them. And as I'm fond of pointing out, you need to be wary of digging too deep a hole while training, and those products will allow you to push harder.
Yeah.
So in that respect, things like kratom, kava, GABA, and glycine, etc., do hold a lot of promise. Unfortunately, like with a lot of herbal extracts, there's a lot of bunk material out there. Your best bet, though, for top-shelf kratom is kratom.pro, and kratom is spelled K-R-A-T-O-M. Now, they sell various strains, but for my money, they're thigh. Kratom caps are the best. Like any new supplement you introduce, though, it's best to go slow and assess your individual tolerance. This stuff works, and you can feel it, so you need to be careful with it. The onset is rather quick after ingesting the capsules, and you should notice a nice, mellow feeling in both, you know, as both your mind and your body relax. Many people report less sensitivity to physical pain. We discussed its use as a painkiller, along with a calming, relaxed sensation and an overall sense of well-being. You might also find your creativity stimulated, at least I did. Thoughts flow more easily. Music is a lot more enjoyable to listen to. So to me, this speaks to an inherent nootropic effect kratom may have in some folks. Having said all of that, here's how I used it. After polishing off my post-workout meal, I downed 7 caps of this Thai kratom. About 15 minutes later, I'm laying on the couch in a dimly lit room listening to ocean waves on one of those sleep machines. While doing that, I focus intensely on a dot that's drawn inside the middle of a circle. And this is a concentration exercise I learned from Brooks Cuban's Superhuman Radio Seminar.
Right.
Ferocious concentration, as he puts it. I love that. Within 10 minutes of doing this, I find myself in a very relaxed, almost trance-like state. And you needn't take my word for it. You know, simply take your pulse at the beginning and end of this exercise. It'll be proof positive that it works. So all in all, I give this stuff a thumbs up. Just make sure to go slow, use it only occasionally, and realize it's simply another tool in the toolbox. The late Vince Gironda and plenty of others recommended naps after a workout.
Yes.
And they were all spot on. Getting into a relaxed state immediately after training will only help you.
You know what? And so, people will frown upon you for doing that. I remember being, you know, thought of as like derelict of my duties because after a hard training session and after a post-workout meal, I wanted to kick back and doze off for 20 minutes. And usually that's all you doze off for. You fall asleep for 20 minutes. You just wake right back up. But
yeah,
you feel so much more revived.
And there's a growth hormone boost with naps. You know, let's not overlook that. So there's science behind those recommendations, and for some, kratom may be just what the doctor ordered. So I hope that helps, Panos.
Great answer, great question. The next one comes from Richard Patterson. He says, I'm returning to a 5K training for a couple months. I recently ran a 5K during a work event and was surprised by how good I felt just 25 minutes of exercise. I ran cross country in high school and enjoyed the occasional long run in college, so I have a solid background. A lot of 5K competitions occur in my area, and the same is not true for the shorter distance running or weightlifting competitions. What are your thoughts about how I can train for this distance while maintaining strength? Are creatine, baking soda, and mass pro synthogen still good supplements to take? I'm running a 5K on Thanksgiving and then hope to run in a 5K race about every 2 weeks thereafter. Thanks.
Yeah, this is a great question, Richard. There's no doubt about it. Training for distance events increases the risk of muscle and strength loss. In fact, if you look at the research, distance runners have greater protein needs than bodybuilders do. It's strange but true. Now, this is an extreme example, but you need only look at the physique of a marathon runner versus a sprinter. Big difference, right? There's a big, big risk of losing muscle. Having said that, the real trick, I'll get into the supplements, but the real trick is balancing your strength training, emphasis on the word strength training, central nervous system training, with your training for the 5K. Being strong pays dues, even in distance events like that. You show me two identical runners of, equal height and weight, make one just 5% stronger, and I'll show you a faster runner every time. Now, I don't consider 5K, an onerous distance to be training for yet. The risk lies not in the event itself, but in the cumulative training sessions leading up to that. There are two reasons in particular why synthogen will be of great benefit here. One, the fast-acting free-form essential amino acids, and two, as users by now know, it rapidly replenishes cellular energy lost during training. With respect to point number one, your body's going to use the essential amino acids in synthogen as a shield versus robbing your muscle tissue of them for energy. That point can't be overstated. It goes for both strength and endurance athletes. The other quality that synthogen imparts is rapidly replenishing cellular energy, which is depleted during exercise. It's an important facet of recovery, and supplementing with essential amino acids alone or even with creatine is not going to accomplish the same. Repeatedly withdrawing from your body's cellular energy pools before they're recycled represents your biggest risk. You do that too frequently, and sooner or later, it's just like your bank account. You're overdrawn. Synthogen doesn't just replenish ATP like creatine and other products. It also tops off nucleotide pools, then recycles the entire process via methylation in the liver. It also boosts both beta-alanine and carnosine levels simultaneously via its orotic acid content, allowing you to maintain peak power for a longer period of time, such as over a 5K. Now, part of that is due to greater intracellular buffering synthogen imparts. It positively modulates muscle pH levels. Baking soda, it is true, can accomplish the same, but the amount needed to realize that benefit usually results in some urgent, explosive bathroom visits. You can try it, but be forewarned. Keep the Charmin handy.
I tried it, and I didn't end up training that day because I did. I ended up spending the rest of the time in the gym bathroom.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant experience. Finally, with respect to creatine, it may be useful, but you'll find a lot of runners avoid creatine mono given it increases total body weight, which can work against you, right, in distance events. To be fair, forms of creatine such as crealkaline, creatine hydrochloride, which we discussed last week, or dicreatine malate will impart less bloating and water retention. And stacking inositol hexaphosphate, IP6, which we've discussed before, with one of those creatines will take things to the next level. It's an excellent source of phosphates to stack with creatine. It does a fantastic job squelching metabolic waste, which can hinder your performance. You'll see the proof of that in your run times. So I hope that helps, Richard. The magic, though, really lies in staying strong in the weight room while you're training for this 5K. A stronger runner will always be a faster runner.
And you know what? And that is exactly the topic we covered with Brian McKenzie with his approach to endurance training, which he calls CrossFit endurance. And his basic assessment is this. The stronger you are, the better you will run. Whether you are a long distance, he said to me, who wins a long distance race? I said, the guy who finishes first. He says, exactly. He said, who wins a sprint race? I said, the guy who finishes first. He says, exactly. He goes, both of those rely on a person's ability to push themselves, which relies on strength. Endurance is being able to push yourself for a long period of time at that level. But strength, who cares if you can only push yourself at 3 miles an hour? You're not winning anything.
I didn't hear that show, but he's absolutely right. You know, whatever your game is, the stronger athlete, same height, he's going to be the winner.
Yeah. So, I tend to agree, and I think that anything that works well in the strength and conditioning side will also make you a better endurance athlete as well. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Manny Gomez. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it, regardless of what type of training. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. The next question comes from Manny Gomez Jr. He says, Rob, I don't bench because it hurts my shoulders. I'm with you, brother. It's been many years since I bench regularly. I will do some every now and again, but it starts to hurt my shoulders. Can I get big, luscious pecs without straight bar benching? I love that, luscious. You know what? That's a great word to describe the kind of pecs that men want, right? Well, how do I get past the shoulder pain? It's only the flat bench movements. I can do dumbbell flat bench with a rotation of the wrists with little to no pain. My apologies if you have discussed this already. Lance Kaysman?
Yeah.
Good question. Manny and I would like to add to your question. A lot of folks swear by the slingshot as a way to bench without shoulder pain. Rob, have you ever used a slingshot before? If not, disregard the message. If yes, could you please discuss whether this would significantly decrease the chance of injuring the rotator cuff over the years?
Yeah. I'll take the chest growth without bench question first and then get to the slingshot. The short answer is yes. You can certainly build big pecs without the bench press. It's been going on for a long time. In fact, prior to the fascination with benching in this country, many an iron game forefather acquired enormous chest development, primarily via two movements, those being one, the weighted dip, and two, heavy weighted pullovers. So some color on those two. The overall growth stimulation of the dip, in my opinion, far exceeds the bench press via its greater what's known as NMA effects, or neuromuscular activation, which is to say, whenever you move the body and weight through space simultaneously, you recruit far more muscle tissue. It's the same reason squats beat leg extensions, and even the leg press for that matter, every time. Your central nervous system is more acutely activated. Likewise, there was an article in the July 1970 issue of Iron Man, published by Arthur Jones. It was a landmark article advocating pullovers, equating them, in his words, to the upper body squat. And it was really that article that was the genesis of my interest in exploring pullovers for upper body and chest growth. In fact, I had long discussions on the merits of that movement with both Bruno Sammartino.
Really?
And Killer Kowalski.
When was this? When you were young or recently?
Well, Sammartino I met at a wrestling convention in 91, and Killer Kowalski I met via Greg Geldart, who submitted a question this week, my old college roommate.
Right.
He ran a pro wrestling school out near Boston. So I would visit on weekends. And these two guys, old school wrestlers, built up to almost 300 pounds in this lift. And both sported enormous chest and upper body development. Bruno, even under in his 70s, was just strikingly still, barrel chested. And they did this. They built these upper body frames largely on pullovers. Although it's typically performed today with a dumbbell, you may want to experiment with an easy curl bar. By using a wider grip, more of the stress is placed on the outer pecs, and over time, the practical effect is a widening of the chest, particularly when viewed from the front.
Mm-hmm.
Thickness is built primarily by the weighted dip, and the two go together like peanut butter and jelly.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you haven't paired these two, it's time. It's time to start.
And you know, you can't do that with a seated pullover machine when you think about it, because when you do the weighted pullover the way it's supposed to be done, you're laying on a bench flat. So you're getting the gravitational push against the chest at the top of the movement, and actually probably the last third of the movement.
Yeah, it's tremendously overlooked, and it's a big part of the reason why people have success in the blueprint, because I did my best to reintroduce the lift. But back to the topic at hand. Shoulder injuries are prevalent today in virtually every gym, so some discussion on that point is in order. The two biggest offenders here are the barbell bench and shoulder press,
right,
given they dictate your elbows are splayed out to your side, which is a very unnatural position for the body, especially when placed under load.
Rob, I didn't know you spoke DTMF. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I hope that wasn't me. The correct anatomical position and how humans evolved to push things is with the elbows in, not out.
Uh-huh.
And it's for this reason that you cite being able to perform flat dumbbell presses without pain. Why? Because by rotating the wrist inward and your palms facing each other, in other words, using what's known as a pronated grip.
Right.
And using that grip, this goes for the pull-up, by the way, too, your elbows are brought in line with the body. Proof of that is you can ask someone, anyone, to lift a baby overhead. They don't splay their elbows out. They push up and away, keeping the elbows tucked. Likewise, when you go to push an attacker away or watch an NFL lineman block, where are the elbows? Same deal.
Right.
They're instinctively held close to the body. For what it's worth, the barbell jammer press, you can Google that on YouTube, is my preferred shoulder movement for that very reason. Finally, this is as much a psychological battle as it is physical. And what I mean by that is this. If you're currently running with the how much you bench crowd, you need to find some new friends. Nothing wrong with big benching, but realize it may not be for you. In fact, it's my opinion that if you're not powerlifting, the weighted dip and pull over are far more productive and will present less of an injury risk. With respect to the slingshot lance, I haven't used it before, so I can't really offer an honest opinion. I'd say if it allows you to bench without pain, go for it. However, in my mind, it's what amounts to a Band-Aid. The goal should be to fix the underlying problem, not relying on a bench shirt or a piece of equipment as a crutch, so to speak. In that respect, there's no better remedy than returning to basics. And by that, I mean this. To armor plate those rotator cuff muscles, try this exercise. Uneven push-ups with one hand on the floor and the other on a basketball. Both hands should be directly below your shoulders. And once you're stable, do your best to evenly distribute the weight through both hands. The act of your free arm stabilizing the basketball brings those delicate rotator cuff muscles into play, strengthening them to a degree that no barbell can match. You want to slowly build up to 2 sets of 20 for each arm. That should banish rotator cuff pain for good, providing you continue to perform the movement and exercise some discretion insofar as choosing weighted dips, things like pronated grips when performing push and pull work, and availing yourself to movements like the barbell jammer press. Final tip, make sure to perform one pulling movement for every pushing movement, rep for rep and set for set. If that one guideline was adhered to in every gym, we'd have far fewer shoulder injuries today. So I hope that helps both you guys.
You know, and it's a question that is asked from time to time, and it's a question that needs to be discussed over and over again, especially if there's a chance that you can, unless you are planning to be a power lifter and you have no other choice but to bench, and most who bench in a shirt will tell you that part of what a shirt does is keep the elbows in close to the body.
Yeah.
You really need to rethink how to build your pecs. If you don't have to do a movement that will cause a greater risk in developing shoulder problems later on in life, why do it? Why do it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the shoulder is an amazing joint, but the price we pay for the mobility that it affords is vulnerability, especially those rotator cuff muscles. You need to really think long and hard about the movements that you pick, how you perform them, and ask yourself this question: can I see myself doing this in 20 years?
Yeah.
So,
We're gonna go ahead. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go into the next question. I've just been alerted. We originally had scheduled Dr. Virendra Rehan from UCLA to come on and talk about the transgenerational epigenetic effects of cigarette smoking, because now we know that there are, by the way. He is he's in charge of the neonatal division there. He's been called away to an emergency. A colleague of his, Dr. John Torday, will be coming on the show to discuss that. So we're going to go just slightly long with today's Blueprint Power Hour. We're going to take a break now. I'm sorry. We're taking a break now. Then we're going to come back and we're going to answer Heath Powell's question. And then we're going to do the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. And actually, the next question is going to have something to do with Mass Pro Synthogen. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Titan Organics is a direct importer of the finest organic virgin coconut oil from pristine Philippines farmland. Their raw, organic, and kosher centrifuged coconut oil is the finest available in the world. They're so confident that you've never experienced a finer coconut oil that the first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners get a free 15-ounce jar. If you love coconut oil for cooking, skin, and hair care, or if you eat it out of the jar like Carl does, you're going to be absolutely blown away. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Titan Organics banner ad to get your free jar today. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advanced or Gage Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gage has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-Hour Delivery Multivitamin Patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the AgeForce Multivitamin Patch banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. The next question comes from Heath Powell. Says, first off, still loving the Mass Pro Synthogen and making steady progress. My question comes as a reply to you talking about turnip legs. I believe I have the issue, and I have always thought it was genetic. Even though I have fairly large legs, I seem to have almost zero muscle around the knee itself. When I squat to the very bottom of the range of motion. Sorry. I squat to a shoebox height, LOL. Yeah, that is funny. And I use the rebound at the bottom of the squat to assist and stand up. I keep the chest high and weights on my heels, as well as push the knees out as I stand up with the weight. I've always thought I had good form, but I do have knee pain, and I'm wondering if I have no muscles around the knee and squatting in the manner is causing it. Any thoughts?
Yeah. Well, first off, Heath, I'm grateful you're doing great with Synthogen. I'm going to have a tough time topping that one, but I'm working on it. But let's get to your question. There is some truth to the fact that certain lifters are predisposed, genetically speaking, to having less muscle around the knee. However, that's rarely the case. And even then, there's always a way. So first, let's take a look at your self-analysis and commentary, because a couple things jumped out at me. Most people develop, quote-unquote, turn-up thighs by not squatting low enough. Clearly, though, that's not your issue. Rebounding out of the bottom can be problematic, though, and I suspect going too deep while doing that is the cause of your knee pain. When you go way past parallel in the squat, and particularly when you bounce, it puts tremendous strain on the ligaments surrounding the knee, and in fact the entire structure of the knee. So I'd suggest switching to box squatting as the first step in rectifying those problems. One other thing I noticed is, and I'm not sure if it's applicable in this case, but there's a propensity for some people to wrap the hell out of their knees like a mummy, which I feel robs you of development in that area. I'm talking about the lower, the teardrop muscle around the knee.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's the case with you, but it's worth mentioning. Nevertheless, the usual advice to develop the lower leg is to just, quote-unquote, squat deeper. But let's talk about some better solutions, because it may be that given your anatomical leverage points and build, there's a different movement that may be better suited to building your lower leg. The vastus medialis, or that teardrop muscle above the knee, has a very active role in deceleration, and that's a trait that's stimulated by activities like carrying a heavy weight down a steep incline. Farmer's walks come to mind as one exercise. Dragging a sled backwards would probably be the most practical exercise to recommend, and you're going to for sure feel it in your lower leg and around the knees. Likewise, lunges and Bulgarian split squats I consider quite effective in working that area. In terms of weighted movements, though, what you see, the pattern that you see unfolding is this. All signs point to some form of unilateral work. And in that respect, the absolute best solution, in my opinion, are Russian barbell or dumbbell step-ups onto a low box or bench.
Low, huh?
A low one, because the higher you step up,
yeah, you
the
get
more
your glutes and your hips involved.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. So the lower the body, you don't want to go too low, but you know what I'm saying here. Something below parallel. I favor performing these one leg at a time for any given number of reps specified. Meaning, if it's 10 reps that you need to do, you perform all 10 with the right leg, and then all 10 with the left leg. Do it one leg at a time. A lower box setting works the quadriceps and lower leg much harder. So some highlights now as to why this lift is that good. Approximately a decade ago, the full squat was still the foundation of exercise programming used by almost every elite athlete in the former Eastern Bloc countries. Whether they were weightlifters or not, they squatted. It was a respected graduate of the Central Institute for Physical Education and Sport in Moscow, Russia. His name is Anatoly Bondarchuk, who broke from convention. He concluded that a particular form of what's known as the step-up had two big advantages over the barbell squat: greater gains in thigh and hip power and fewer injuries. For reference sake, Leonid Tarenko was at one time the world record holder in the clean and jerk super heavyweight class with an astounding 586-pound lift. Here's the punchline. For almost 4 years prior to setting that world record, he didn't perform a single squat. instead.
Really?
The only form of heavy leg training he performed was the weighted step up. So give those tips a try, Heath. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how much meat you build around that knee.
Well, and I'd like to mention something, because it's very clear that he emphasized his style of squatting, that he goes ass to ankles, and he uses that to rebound out of the hole, which tells me that he's not decelerating as he nears parallel. He's bottoming out and going all the way down, and what's decelerating him is basically the leverage of his hips and his knees. There's nowhere else for them to go.
Yeah.
So maybe slowing it down and not trying to go ass to ankles, but going to parallel or slightly below parallel, you may find out you'll have to lighten up on your weight now, because you'll be using your legs to decelerate the weight instead of just your anatomy can't go any further and it just hits a stop.
Yeah. You know, I remember when my lower legs filled in and I was doing those low step-ups, barbell, heavy step-ups, and on off days, I was dragging a sled, heavy-weighted sled, backwards, and it was it was rather profound, you know. I mean, I remember my mom pointing at my leg saying, "What's that?"
Yeah, right.
I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "That thing hanging over your knee."
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's do this. Let's move on to the blueprint tip of the day, because it looks like a really good one. The most powerful antioxidant you're not taking. What is it?
Yeah, well, this gem may be the most overlooked, potent, and versatile antioxidant not currently being used for health and performance enhancement. You probably heard all about, right, vitamin C, E, beta-carotene, and alpha-lipoic acid as antioxidants. I've talked about these before, but get ready to break open the tackle box because there's another worthy addition to layer in, and it goes by the name of astaxanthin. A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. A little bit about what it is. Astaxanthin is a carotenoid, of which there are 700 known varieties, beta-carotene being the best known to the general public. It belongs to a class of naturally occurring carotenoid pigments, and you may recall me discussing a related product, Bronze Organic or Canthaxanthin, this past summer for purposes of ultraviolet light protection and to enhance a tan. Astaxanthin is related with similar and unique properties all of its own. If you look in nature, many people aren't aware, for example, baby flamingos are born white. They only obtain their pink color once they eat food that's loaded with astaxanthin. Lobsters, shrimp, and some crabs turn red when cooked because the astaxanthin, which is bound to the protein in the shell, becomes free as the protein denatures and unwinds. The freed pigment then absorbs light and produces the red color you then see on your dinner plate. Hmm. Insofar as safety, astaxanthin has such low oral toxicity that none has ever been identified. Despite that, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved astaxanthin as a food coloring only for use in animal and fish foods. It's used to pinken the salmon that you see at your local markets. Likewise, the European Commission considers its use only as a food dye. Natural astaxanthin, however, remains on the FDA's GRAS list, or generally recognized as safe list. It's tough to get from food, at least in the quantities that are showing up in the research studies. In fact, there are only two known sources, one being a microalgae called Haematococcus pluvialis and two sea creatures that consume it, salmon and krill. Long story short, you're going to need to consume almost 2 pounds of Atlantic or sockeye salmon a day to get enough astaxanthin to make a difference. Even most of the krill oil caps contain just a smidgen of astaxanthin, with most brands containing a mere 1,500 micrograms, not milligrams, micrograms per cap. And as you'll see in a minute, 4 milligrams a day is supported dosing in the research studies, which begs the question, just how powerful an antioxidant is it? To illustrate how powerful it is, consider the following. When it comes to free radical scavenging, astaxanthin has been found to be 65 times more powerful than vitamin C and 54 times stronger than beta carotene. In terms of quenching singlet oxygen, it's been found to be up to 800 times stronger than coenzyme Q10, 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C, 550 times more powerful than EGCG from green tea and vitamin E, and 11 times stronger than beta carotene. More importantly, it very easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, which conveys both antioxidant and anti-inflammatory protection to your central nervous system. It's also unique insofar as being both fat and water soluble. So by residing in both of those mediums, it's a lot like alpha-lipoic acid. It protects the entire cell from damage. And unlike some other compounds like N-acetylcysteine, astaxanthin can't become a pro-oxidant if you take too much. There's even some research pointing to the fact it may be a performance enhancer. It holds the promise of that in a couple of studies that I found. For example, there was a 1988 Swedish study conducted by C. Malmström. They looked at some male students, average age of 18. They were taking 4 milligrams, just 4 milligrams a day of astaxanthin for 6 months. Results showed they improved their strength by an impressive 62%, and their endurance increased 3 times faster than the control group. Animal studies have shown much the same. No possibility of placebo in this classic test. Mice that were given astaxanthin were able to swim longer before reaching exhaustion. The mice in question also showed, quote-unquote, significantly reduced fat accumulation, and the authors noted that the astaxanthin may have increased the utilization of free fatty acids for energy. They also noted, to be fair, further studies were needed to pin down the exact mechanism. There was also another Japanese study, again using mice, that showed astaxanthin decreased muscle inflammation by more than 50%.
Wow.
So here's the bottom line on our new friend, astaxanthin. If you're currently supplementing with vitamin C, E, and R, alpha-lipoic acid, as I'd suggest, I would strongly consider adding this to the mix. Some of the newer research suggests a daily dose of natural astaxanthin in the 4 to 8 milligram range. It's best absorbed when taken with a fatty meal, so consuming it with some dietary fat is your best bet. My preferred product in this category is Swanson's Best Astaxanthin. You get 60 caps for a shade under $11, and I like this product for several reasons. First, it's derived from natural sources using a solvent-free extract of the same microalgae that the salmon and krill consume. Second, 2 caps gives you 6 milligrams of astaxanthin, or what I consider the sweet spot insofar as dosing to be. Third, it contains additional carotenoids in the form of camphaxanthin and beta-carotene. And finally, it comes in the form of a soft gel, complete with fats from extra virgin olive oil, high oleic safflower oil, and some mixed tocopherols. In the event you're not taking it, what that means is if you're not taking it with a fatty meal to improve the absorption, you're still good to go. You'll be covered with that product.
Yeah.
So, I hope that helps. This is one exciting nutraceutical that's economical, and it holds great promise, not just for your health, but for your performance as well.
You know, I have a bottle. I took it for a long time, and then for some reason I just stopped taking it, and I have like a whole bottle of it at home, and I guess I just need to start taking it again. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't purport it to be some miracle product, but if you look at all that it does, and the mediums, both fat and water soluble, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and the potency, especially when compared to traditional antioxidants like vitamin C and E, and it's cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob Regish, always the best time we get to spend on this show is when we do the Blueprint Power Hour. So many people are helped by the show. Thank you for all that you do, man.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me the chance, brother.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. John Torday from UCLA. He is going to be the interview that we will do about the transgenerational epigenetic effects of cigarette smoking. Think about this. It affects not just the immediate children exposed to it,
but it lasts for generations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Titan Organics is a direct importer of the finest organic virgin coconut oil from pristine Philippines farmland. Their raw, organic, and kosher centrifuged coconut oil is the finest available in the world. They're so confident that you've never experienced a finer coconut oil that the first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners get a free 15-ounce jar. If you love coconut oil for cooking, skin, and hair care, or if you eat it out of the jar like Carl does, you're going to be absolutely blown away. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Titan Organics banner ad to get your free jar today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, the next conversation we really shouldn't have to have any longer. I still can't believe that people smoke cigarettes. I can't believe that mothers who are planning on being pregnant or actually pregnant continue to smoke cigarettes. But it does happen. And my next guest is Dr. John Torde, and he is a professor of pediatrics at UCLA's
Harbor Pediatrics Division. How you doing, Dr. Torting?
Good afternoon.
Yes, and morning where you are. Thank you for joining us so early in the morning as well. Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. I mean, it's been well understood that a mother who smokes while carrying a child, the child has the ability to develop certain issues related to exposure in the womb. This has long been understood, right?
Yes.
But I think what is lesser understood is the transgenerational epigenetic effects down further. So talk a little bit about, first of all, the study that yourself and Dr. Rehan engaged in. Describe the study and the outcome first.
Sure. So this study was published at the end of last October in the British literature, in a prestigious British medical publication. And it came on the heels of many years of study, actually, of nicotine's effects directly on the developing fetus, in this case, a rat. But there certainly is adequate human data to support what we have found. So we had found that nicotine per se, as a, you know, some tobacco smoke has like 3,000 components, but nicotine is one of the most likely effectors of development in general and lung development in particular. If I have a chance, I'll explain that a little bit further. But at any rate, so we were interested in whether the longstanding observation that, for example, asthma was shown by a group at USC to be caused in grandchildren, even though the mother did not smoke. So the grandmother smoking actually had this effect. That was an epidemiologic study. So we set out to test that hypothesis and showed that three or four generations out in the rat model we use, we see the asthma occurring in the offspring. And so this is and that also came on the heels of a study published back in January of this year where it was shown that nicotine breaks down in the environment to what's now called third hand smoke, and that's even more toxic than the primary nicotine exposure. So we're exposing ourselves not only to smoke itself, primary, secondary, but even tertiary smoke exposure is having an effect on the human population, particularly the reproducing population.
Okay, so let's kind of expand on some of these topics, first of all. The notion of third-hand smoke is relatively new. Some people still aren't aware of it, but basically what third-hand smoke is, second-hand smoke is when you are in direct contact of someone else who's smoking a cigarette. So you are an innocent bystander being forced to inhale the active smoke coming off that cigarette, which, by the way, for those of you who haven't thought about this, is not filtered through the filter. It comes off raw and is probably stronger than the smoke being inhaled by the person in the same quantities. Now, third-hand smoke occurs when you have a house that's been occupied, for instance, or a car that's been occupied for years and years and years by a smoker. And now there is a layer of what can only be called, for lack of better terms, tar or soot on the walls that causes this foul odor in the house that people who have ever walked into a home where there's been cigarettes where you smell that foul, stale odor. But what you are smelling is the actual incident particulate matter reaching your nose, and that particulate matter is being released from those walls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, into the air, and it's been oxidized now, so it actually changes forms, right?
Yes, correct. It breaks down into a highly stable and toxic breakdown product. Yeah.
And that breakdown product is actually more dangerous than the original nicotine that was planted there on the wall?
Orders of magnitude, yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yes. And so, you know, one of the things that we've picked up on is that, you know, children crawl around on the ground.
Yes.
So they're the ones who are most vulnerable.
Okay. Now, we talk about the mothers all the time when we look at transgenerational epigenetic effects of different things, whether it be dioxin, in this case, nicotine. Is there any evidence that the germline of the father is affected, that the father has the potential to pass along, even in a smaller sense, any of these epigenetic changes?
Absolutely. That's, you know, just beginning to be looked at, largely because it's much more difficult to look at, you know, a female animals, for example, because they go through their estrus cycle, and it just throws a monkey wrench into the controls. So for years we've only studied the females, but that's not to say that the male. And so there was a landmark study published in Israel a few years ago showing, pointing the finger of autism at aging male fathers, for example. Mm. In our own work, we see that the effect of the nicotine actually is exclusively male in terms of the asthma phenotype. Okay, so although we haven't had an opportunity to look at the male contribution, we certainly see that the nicotine affects the gonads of both the mother and the father rat, and certainly that would indicate that there might very well be an effect on the semen, on sperm, for example,
sure.
Altering sperm DNA, and that's one of the modalities of transmission. So maybe it's just quantitative, mother plus father, you know, gonads that are affected by nicotine, and one makes two. Although it may not be the case, we don't know. We have to further investigate that.
Now, you looked at second-generation pups in this particular study, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is it expected that third-generation pups will also experience some sort of epigenetic resultant from exposure to nicotine?
We already have data to show that, yes.
Is there any end in sight to the epigenetic changes that occur to the myriad of harmful things that we humans have embraced since the mid-1800s?
In the paper that we published in the British Medical Journal, we demonstrate as proof of principle that we use a substance that's used in diabetics. We used it off-label because we know that it affects a specific nuclear transcription factor, and showed that we could prevent the effects of the smoking of the nicotine using that agent, for example. It's not to say that we recommend that particular modality, but at least it shows that there is an end in sight, yes.
Okay, is that happen to be metformin?
No.
Oh, okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get deeper into this. This is really an intriguing study, and the subject is really important. Are you shocked, Dr. Torde, that there are still people who smoke cigarettes today? I know I am. Am I the only one?
Well, no. I mean, you know, again, not to be a sex. I'm not. I don't mean to be a sexist, but women use smoking as a weight control mechanism. But if we can talk about that, that's also very important, because the satiety effect of the nicotine also probably taps into the bigger picture of, you know, ingestion of food and satiety, and how we know that foods, we have a model of food restriction where we can create metabolic syndrome in the offspring, for example. That's also a well-known phenomenon. So the nicotine is just a model for trying to, you know, in a purist sense, to test hypotheses scientifically and get funding. But it taps into a much larger spectrum of human diseases. We only know that of 2% of human genetically transferable diseases that are caused by genetic mutation per se, alterations in DNA. Epigenetics is modification of DNA. So 98% of human genetic diseases, we don't know what causes them.
Wow.
So it's extremely important.
Yes, this is. And we're going to take our break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar Barbana ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. John Torde from Harbor UCLA. He's a professor of pediatrics and obstetrics and gynecology. And we're talking about the transgenerational epigenetic effects of nicotine. And for those of you out there who may think, well, this conversation has nothing to do with me. My mom didn't smoke. I don't smoke. Dr. Torde, are there other, I mean, I understand that cigarette smoking must be the primary way that people come in contact with nicotine, but I have to believe that there's other ways that people come in contact with nicotine, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, people use nicotine gum and patches, for example, to try and get off the nicotine in the cigarettes. So that also, I mean, it's, you know, it's not a lifetime kind of habit, but it still is potentially dangerous,
right?
And not even and goes under the radar actually because it's not obvious how it's affecting biologic systems.
Well, it's interesting because tomorrow I'm interviewing a scientist who just released a paper looking at the effects of a combination that is widely used in fat loss, which is nicotine, caffeine, and ephedra, looking at the effects on the heart when these three things are combined as opposed to ephedra by itself. And the research is really profound, and we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So there are other people out there who may be using nicotine without realizing it as part of a fat loss supplement or something like that. So this is an important discussion because people need to be aware, at least ask the question, am I coming in contact with nicotine? And especially if you're planning on having children.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the primary reason that people tend to smoke. You said, you know, a lot of people turn to cigarette smoking, and you're right, because they feel that it increases satiety, staves off hunger, allows them to avoid eating, and then they lose weight. And we are all so
infatuated with how the scale responds to gravity as opposed to what our body is made up today, and people do this.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Right, and I think the pernicious aspect of things like nicotine or tobacco smoking, alcohol use is it's been in the human population for centuries. And so it doesn't blow the wheels off, you know, the biology, and so it's not obvious what its effects are, and yet it has long-lasting effects that could very well explain a lot of phenomenology we don't really understand in biology and medicine. That's why I call this the black matter of of the enterprise. It's really, you know, literally, we're in the dark when it comes to physicians are not trained in human nutrition because we don't understand human nutrition,
right.
Or the, you know, nutrition in general. I worked for 20 years on a model of lung development that's based upon lipid metabolism at the cellular level that was totally unknown before we did that work. That's just the tip of a huge iceberg of understanding micronutrients and how, you know, biology has entrained substances in the environment, but when they get loose, it's trouble. When they're kept at bay and, you know, utilized cellularly to advantage, you know, zinc, iron, nitric oxide, you know, oxygen,
right.
Nitrogen, all those substances, when in a bioavailable form, are to your advantage. But when they, you know, when you violate the cell wall with those substances, for example, that's when it becomes toxic. So we really don't understand that very well.
Yeah, you know, there's an emerging science called metabolomics.
Yes.
That is supposed to pick up where genomics left off, and it's very, very exciting, specifically for this reason. Okay, so talk more about it. Before we started the interview, we got into a brief discussion about the relationship of nicotine and its effect on us as humans. So let's get into that just a little bit for a second.
Oh, what I was trying to say, and this may be a bit too, it's more like calculus than arithmetic.
No. But I've got, this is a podcast. This is a very intelligent audience. They seek out information like this. So feel
sure.
Free. Treat us like one of your classes that you're lecturing to.
Yeah. So I'm involved in the evolutionary medicine program at UCLA. We're trying to teach physicians in training, the evolutionary principles of physiology and disease. The reason I believe that that's of great importance is because Dobzhansky had said back in the 70s that evolution is all of biology, and that is in fact true. We just don't understand the process.
Right.
This nicotine mechanism may be one of the examples of that, in the sense that the current theory is that the human brain evolved through the cooking of food, which made the metabolism of food, the digestion of food, much more efficient, and therefore, and it freed us up because it, you know, it takes like 6 hours to digest, you know, a carrot, but if you cook it, it takes, you know, like 6 minutes to
right.
digest, or 60
right.
minutes, whatever. You know, so instead of sitting around chewing the fat, if you will, or the fiber, we were freed up to use our prehensile thumbs, et cetera, et cetera. If you understand where I'm going.
Yeah, and actually the evolution of our brain, our brain became bigger as our GI system became smaller. There were more resources to build a bigger brain. So, yeah, it's very, very important discussion.
Yes, right. And that phenomenology is something that I work with in the anthropology department at UCLA, for example. So my current thinking is that, but when you cook meat, for example, you generate nitrosamines. We know
right.
that those are bad substances. And in fact, nicotine forms nitrosamines, both in the environment, external environment, and also in the body itself. And so it may be that the nicotine is this false mechanism, taps into the biologically advantageous evolution of the neocortex of the brain. But at the same time, if you just ingest nicotine when you smoke, you don't have the mitigating effects of all of the goodies that are in your diet, that,
mm-hmm.
the antioxidants, the substances that protect you against these environmental toxins.
Right.
So basically, you're getting a pseudo effect that, in fact, is, you know, it works on your central nervous system to make you feel full, but at the same time, it's having all these bad effects as well. So I think that that's of importance, not some, first of all, because it helps us to understand the process in context, rather than thinking of it as a standalone. That's why evolution, to my mind, is very important in physiology and medicine, because instead of thinking of disease as the absence of health, as we've had to think for 3,000 years, now we see this continuum from health to disease and back, right. Based upon fundamental principles of evolution that have, you know, put us in good stead in this environment, and also begins to give us specific scientific evidence, not so much, you know, a gut sense, if you will, of what, you know, is good and bad for us, but in fact a scientific basis for understanding why, you know, clean air and water are important, and, you know, what are the substances that are putting us at risk, so we're not just, you know, floundering around in the dark.
I am so with you on this, and I have to tell you that in the past couple years, I have started to evaluate everything by what I call job one. Every complex organism, including humans, we have one job on this planet. Forget about self-actualization and Maslow's laws and all that. We are designed to survive long enough to have offspring. And everything, the body is so intelligent to that end exclusively, to the point that if you starve yourself because you are dieting, your ability to reproduce drops because the body doesn't realize you're doing this on purpose. The body thinks there's famine and there's no time to have offspring when there's a lack of food. And when you're in a disease state, your ability to reproduce drops, and rightfully so, because you cannot give birth and raise children if you're in a disease. So everything that happens in life now, when something occurs, a disease, I always say to myself, I wonder what the body is trying to do by creating this situation. And I hold everything up juxtaposed to, in the job one scenario of surviving long enough to have offspring. And so it's really intriguing because these effects, as you say, we came in contact with these components through meats and also some nightshades. I believe, eggplant has a trace amounts of nicotine in it, there's other nightshades that also have nicotine in them. Obviously, they played a role, but they played a role in conjunction with other things that were metabolized in that food that are devoid in just the cigarette smoking process.
Right. And oh, yeah. No, that's a very important point, that it's you have these it's the basis of holistic medicine or homeopathic medicine. So, for example, I glommed onto this idea that there's a substance, glycerotinic acid in licorice that can induce hypertension. Well, that's important because it's only present in the rotting of the land vegetation. So we were exposed to that substance, and that actually was probably what caused the evolution of the what are called glucocorticoids from mineralocorticoids, which were exclusively produced in fish and organisms prior to the advent of quadrupeds, okay? So, yes, absolutely. These substances are omnipresent. It's just a matter of how much and in what form, and what are the other substances that you ingest along with them that are, you know, basically, we're all reasoning about all of this in retrospect. That's one of the great problems in thinking about the evolutionary strategy. What we did was we flipped the whole thing and said we evolved from unicellular organisms. We know that those, you know, we start out as a unicellular organism and we end up as a unicellular organism.
Right.
You know, zygote to zygote. In fact, I've considered the possibility that, you know, we're the sentient form of the life cycle, but we're not the primary selection.
Interesting. Pressure. We're still on the journey. We aren't cooked yet, so to speak.
Right. Well, it's kind of the Hindu kind of mentality in that we're refining ourselves, but we're not exactly refining ourselves. It's more pragmatic. It's like, how do we survive in an environment that is constantly changing.
I have to tell you something. We have to take a break. I envy your students. I've been doing this show for 8 years, and I speak to a lot of individuals in academia and in science, and it's rare that I find someone who takes both science beyond the way you do, and you're sensitive to a lot of things, and you're not discounting them because they don't deserve merit within the medical orthodoxy confines. I have to tell you, I think your students are very, very fortunate to have you as a professor. We have to take a break. When we come back, can we talk a little bit about how nicotine affects lungs and lung development?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so stay tuned. We're talking with Dr. John Torre from Harbor UCLA Pediatrics about the transgenerational epigenetic effects of nicotine and its primary delivery system that we all have a love affair with. I remember watching an episode of The Borgias when the first cigar came to Rome, and Pope Borgia picked it up and asked if it was a turd. And little did we know that it would turn out to be one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. Today, over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long-R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. John Torre. So, Dr. Torre, what exactly does nicotine do to the lung development of both the first and second generation offspring of these rats?
So the paper that we just published shows that it causes asthma, which is the upper airway of the lung. So more towards the mouth end of the lung than to the the distal, so the portion of the lung. Originally, the studies were to we know that nicotine or smoking can delay lung development, specifically the growth and differentiation of the alveoli. We have like 3 million alveoli in an adult lung, and in a newborn lung, it's about a third of the number. But the point being that the smoking actually inhibits that process, and we've shown at the cellular and molecular level that that the nicotine per se interferes with the signaling mechanisms between the epithelial lining of those alveoli and the underlying connective tissue cells, which are fibroblasts. And those fibroblasts, in our ancestors, reptiles and amphibians, for example, are muscle-like, whereas in us, they're more like adipocytes, which produce a lipid material that prevents the alveoli from collapsing. It's called surfactant. So this is surfactant deficiency disease is what causes death and chronic lung disease in infants who are born prematurely, so less than 7 months of age, roughly. It's what the Kennedy baby died of in 1962. So I was the student of the clinician, physician, scientist who discovered that mechanism back in the 50s. And it's been my life's work ever since. So essentially what the nicotine is doing is it's driving so the lung evolved from the gut. And basically what the nicotine is doing is it's making the lung look more like gut than it is like lung. And so it becomes less efficient. And, for example, kids who are born with immature lungs never reach their full height because they can't oxygenate effectively,
sure.
For example. So that's essentially what the nicotine is doing in utero. In the womb, and so we know, and since asthma is epidemic worldwide, it's a very important disease to understand. But the nicotine is also affecting many other organs in addition to the lung as well.
Really? Like which other organ systems does it affect?
It's affecting development in general. The offspring of women who smoke are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have intrauterine growth retardation, and that's going to affect every organ of the body, including the brain.
See, it's really funny. My mom, and I've talked about this on the show, so the audience already knows what I'm about to say. My mom, who is just 5 foot tall, a first-generation American Italian, gave birth to me, and I'm about 6'2". And during her pregnancy with me, she both smoked and took Librium. I grew up pretty big and I'm pretty athletic and I'm a strong guy. So something counteracted the damage. I have a feeling that the Libriums somehow helped ward off the damage of all the cigarette smoking that she did while she was pregnant with me. But I once told her, Mom, an abortion would have been a lot easier, I think, on you. But anyway, it's really funny because you know why? You see these things happen to people, but then all of a sudden you see the rare cases where, a mother did everything you could do to, that potentially should damage the fetus and the child is born healthy. There's got to be some sort of protective mechanisms in there. And
absolutely.
They could have been nutritional, because don't forget, these were old world Italians. They were eating, you know, my grandfather slaughtered a goat, a couple times a year. They made their own wine. They were poor people, so they grew all their own vegetables, And so I bet you that some of those effects of that nutritional protocol may have been protective in her case, at least, and in mine, I should say.
Yeah, one of the other major investigators in this field has published a paper showing that tomato juice protects you against, smoke exposure. And, the Sicilian, Southern Italians eat a lot of tomato products. So,
yeah.
But I think there's a more important point, and that is, we make a general error in judgment because physicians only see failed evolution in their practice, okay? And we don't understand what keeps people from becoming patients, why it is that the internal mechanisms actually are protective. But we focus on disease as being normative in medicine, and it's a huge error of judgment, in my opinion. We're in a whole new era now with genomics, proteomics, and specifically, and particularly, understanding where we've come from in order to understand, just like you did, your forebears did as well. And that is that there are natural mechanisms that we fail to understand and appreciate because, they're not part of, pathology, the pathology books or of interest to Big Pharma because it's not lucrative to, to do that sort of thing. So the whole system, in my opinion, you know, the, what are we talking about? How many trillions of dollars do we expend on healthcare? Healthcare is really an oxymoron in this context.
Yeah.
I believe that we can reduce human disease to trauma patients, to the ER, and to people with genetic diseases. I believe we can eliminate all this other stuff.
I agree 100% with you. In fact, you know, my frustration is with the current healthcare situation, literally putting our country at financial risk to the degree that it is. You know, I always hearken back to that cartoon, that black and white cartoon when I was a kid, where the cat is in the boat and the mouse pulls the cork out of the bottom of the boat and the cat is bailing water as quickly as possible and then looks into the camera and accepts the inevitable and goes down. And I say, you know, everybody's talking about how we can bail with our left hand. No, we should be bailing with our right. We're all fighting over how we should bail the boat and nobody's going, hey, look, let's keep the new water from coming in the first place. Why don't we cork the boat? Then we can take our time and bail the water. No one's asking the right questions. Why are so many people getting sick today? It's not today. The average person, I predict, if you ask the average 40-year-old, because that's when mortality starts to be visible in the horizon there, do you think you're going to get a disease someday? I'll bet you 9 out of 10 people say, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, my dad had this. My mom had that. It is not an entitlement to get a disease. You don't have to die of a disease, but yet we think we do.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Michael Rose at UC Irvine has shown, he's interested in the aging process. He's shown that there is a healthy aging population. It's just so small that we don't even, you know, recognize it. We conflate aging and disease, and that's incorrect. There is a natural aging process. We're genetically determined to live about 150 years.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, one of the big problems is that, you know, the inception of antibiotics in human society actually has, you know, lengthened our lifetime chronologically, but not in terms of health. You know,
right.
We've dissociated ourselves from our bacterial friends.
Right.
And if you can tolerate a little bit of theory, I think that we've evolved from, you know, unicellular organisms. They dominated the Earth for 4.5 billion years. And that's probably why there is this, you know, a relationship between your gut and your brain. You know, the gut-brain idea, the skin-brain idea. It's because those organs, the organ of gas exchange, you know, the gastrointestinal system, the brain, they all evolved from the plasma membrane of unicellular organisms. And those relationships have held through to this day. And that's why you see syndromes. And that's why we are so out to lunch on understanding these processes as pathologic phenomena, because we look at it in these things in isolation and we just make the symptoms go away.
Right.
And I've been accused by my own peers of, you really think you can cure disease? Well, yeah, that's what I was trained to do. They just want to make symptoms go away.
Yes.
In the process, what they're doing is, there was just an article, and we get this thing called this weekly news magazine, where they're saying that, you know, this human society is getting dumber because we're retaining a lot of people in the population that would otherwise have, you know, fallen
perished
off the cliff, if
right.
you will.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not espousing eugenics. Okay.
Right.
I'm the product of my parents were the product of the Holocaust. So
right.
I know that that's not a good practice, but. If we really did understand human biology at the first principles of physiology, which is what I talk about, oh yeah, then you're talking about a proactive preventive medicine program. And, you know, Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I believe that, you know, if we were to understand how molecularly the wheels fall off and we could image that, we're in business.
You know what? Okay. And that aging population, they listen to my show. Because that is what this show, the motto of this show is live stronger, live longer. The stronger the organism, no matter how you quantify strength, if it's strength against resistance or whatever, this is what the mission of this show is. And it really is. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about two things. And the first one is for those out there who believe that a hormesis is what we should be embracing and not trying to avoid contact with these agents because the body will respond favorably over time. Mm-hmm. And then also, briefly, to come back around full circle and just get back into nutrition for just a moment. We're talking with Dr. John Torde. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And the reason for my confession is that I learned
my lesson and I really think you ought to know the truth. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders and in minutes I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Never before in the history of Muscle Gauge Nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, UGMPAT, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
We're talking with Dr. John Torde. Okay, so Dr. Torde, are you familiar with this this concept of hormesis?
Remind me. I've seen
hormesis.
It,
the people who are profoundly invested in hormesis say, you know, a little bit of cigarette smoke is a good thing for you because the body develops resistance to these things that are assaulting the body. And I guess they, I guess it's an offshoot of the germ theory. You know, as a young man, I worked on the racetrack. I handled horse poop kneeled in horse urine, consumed probably lots of it because I didn't wash my hands when I ate lunch because I had to work with horses. And I never got sick as a kid ever. The flip side is now there's emerging research that people who use antimicrobials and try to create an aseptic environment for themselves and their children get sick all the time. Mm-hmm. And so the those who are invested in hormesis, they think, well, if a little bit of bacteria is good to make you stronger, then all these things that are potentially no good for you in small amounts kind of quote unquote vaccinate you.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Right. So the big picture for me is that basically we've evolved through homeostasis with the external environment. So there's the external environment and the internal environment, which we refer to as physiology. And it's that homeostatic set point which basically gets us through from day to day, but from time to time we have an insult to some homeostatic process, and the cells within that particular organ within your eye or your gut or your brain are able to reestablish the homeostatic set point. But then if there's too much stress, the body can then modify those set points, and that's what you're referring to.
Yes.
So there is a natural and endogenous mechanism by which the homeostatic set point can be reset, and in the extreme, those of us who have the genetic baggage that has encountered these things in our, evolution is just the history of the organism. If we have that baggage in our DNA, we can surmount that, or we can repair with stem cells that have the capacity to surmount that. And that, I think, is what the hormesis concept is all about at a cellular molecular level. So yes, I would buy into that. I do buy into it. Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about, I just want to come full circle back to nutrition just for a moment. Only because, in the Hippocratic Oath, I think Hippocrates was the father of modern medicine, but he also said that, food should be treated as medicine. But we have really deviated from this approach as humans. But when we even look back to the animal kingdom, we see that animals, like chimpanzees and some small ruminant animals, will actually eat certain vegetation in their surroundings to help them overcome illness. They don't eat it except when they're ill. So clearly, somewhere in us, there's a watermark of what we know is good for us and what we know is not good for us. However, media, whatever the powers that be, that are influencing our decisions and removing from our instinct and intuition equity, seem to be harder and harder for us to figure these things out. So with that being said, I am with you 100% that treating symptoms is a mistake. It's akin to going to a mechanic and saying, my engine is making a knocking noise, and him suggesting that you wear earmuffs when you drive it and the problem is gone. But there is absolutely room for medicine here. There's no doubt about it. But more in a, would you agree that it's more of a rescue attempt to get the person from being at the cliff's edge, and once rescued, now let us look and see how to fix you as opposed to allowing you to continue to live broken?
Yes. Oh, no, I think that, our natural, the good news is that we have society to protect us against, invaders, and we have a plentiful food supply, but the flip side of that is that we have a food supply which is contaminated by corn oil, by fructose, and
yes.
It permeates everything in our food supply. And the argument is, well, we need to have that sort of supplementation in order to feed large numbers of people. Well, I don't know that it's necessarily the case. That's a business model. If we flipped, if we flip to more of a hormesis kind of model or a homeopathic kind of, thinking, we wouldn't be, we're poisoning ourselves.
Right.
And although I do think that the obesity, childhood obesity is something to be reduced. On the other hand, running high blood sugars is actually, advantageous in a post-industrial society because your brain is a sugar sink. So
right.
We need to run high glucose levels, and some of us, unfortunately, have a little wiggle in our genes that gives us diabetes. But again, to throw the baby out with the bathwater is a huge error in judgment. We have to understand the basis for these diseases from their origins. And so, yes, I do think that there are natural substances that can actually make keep us, on the straight and narrow path of good health, but they have to be mitigated by reducing, the junk in our diet as well. You can't all be, it's got to be sort of a balance, if you will. Plus, exercise of some form as well, because keeping, everything in tone makes the metabolism of the those foodstuffs more efficient as well. So it's, usually it's minimally it's a three-legged stool kind of thing.
Right, right.
Okay. So it's a comprehensive kind of approach. You can't just do one thing, and it's not a pull-apart program. It's a cohesive kind of process. And so it does require some thought about what do you put in your mouth and how often do you do that, and what substances are you using that, they can be used in moderation, but who in this society does anything in moderation? It's all, I tried to raise my kids to say, look, this society is like a roller coaster. If you're on that coaster, you're going to be co-opted by the system. If you're watching the roller coaster, you can avoid the dips and you
right.
can take advantage of the upside.
I like
that's
that.
My philosophy.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It's funny. I've been pondering more and more the real value in industrialization. And, I keep coming back to there was a period of time where we were self-sustaining. We raised our animals. We raised our food. We made our clothes. We obviously education has outreached what it was then. But to some degree, we educated our children and we were a nucleus. We did everything on our own. And when we needed something we didn't have, we traded whatever it was that we had to offer to that person who had something we needed. And then we went to work for paper so that we could trade for all the things that we used to do on our own. And I'm starting to think, and maybe it's because I'm getting older, but and maybe this is part of the crotchety coming on. I don't know. But I'm starting to think this whole lie about industrialization and civilization really has backfired in a big way. I would love to be able to go back to a renaissance where maybe not that we all become farmers, but, we're huge proponents here on ancestral diets. And the best way to eat an ancestral diet is to have a relationship with a farmer who is still raising food the way our ancestors did. So maybe you don't have to start farming yourself. That's a bit too extreme, and I don't want to go back to the Dark Ages. But there are some things in the Dark Ages that actually had greater value, especially in imparting greater health. That's clear to me.
Right. Right, and so I published a paper recently quoting Santayana. We have to understand where we came from in order to know where we're going, and I fully agree with you. I mean, my theory of the evolution of modern man is that we, in the transition from hunter-gatherer to agricultural society, had a steady source of food. The fat cells in our body generate leptin, and leptin is a critical molecule for the evolution of the neocortex. Okay, so if we understand these principles, maybe we can better, comport ourselves, and not just look at the end result and, this sort of extrapolation, of the natural phenomena in our environment that we've now, reduced to their elements, whether it be, money as opposed to cattle.
Right.
Or, not understanding the relationship between what you ingest and how it impacts on your, on your physiology. Again, I'm a big proponent of, education and research, because that way if we do appreciate literally, where we've come from and how we've gotten to where we've gotten, then perhaps at least a certain segment of society will appreciate that in the literal sense and change the way that we do live. I mean, so my granddaughter lives in Philadelphia. She sees, my kids grow their own vegetables. So at least my granddaughter realizes that, carrots don't come in a shrink wrap in a plastic bag. So
yeah.
Process. I'm a huge fan of understanding process, and we've lost that sense of
yes.
process.
Yes.
Yes. And we get cut off at the knees with, you know, social, media and, and derivatizing things, I think it's okay as long as you understand means and ends.
Yes.
This is a huge epistemologic problem, not to mention what I've talked about with regard to evolution, which is also, the evolutionists they don't have any, appreciation below the at the cellular level, because they, Lamarck and Spemann sort of screwed that up unintentionally back in the 19th century, and they've never made amends.
Yeah.
So Lamarck is actually coming back. Heckel, ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny, makes a lot of sense to me.
Right.
Those guys just didn't have the science to
back
to
it
be
up.
Able to demonstrate, and
right.
so people moved on. But right. now we have to revisit that.
Dr. Torti, do you have anything that you are plugging today? Any upcoming lectures? I think you have a book that is being published with you and Dr. Rahan, right?
It's on Amazon. It's okay. And you can get it on Kindle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's under my name, his name, yes.
And what is the name of the book?
Evolutionary Biology, Cell-Cell Communication, and Complex Disease.
Wow. Now, is this is it designed to be a textbook, or is it designed for the average person who is interested in this?
No, it's for my peers. I mean, it's highly interdisciplinary, and it requires a lot of scientific background.
Yeah, well, I've got a really intelligent audience. I mean, we have a lot of clinicians and scientists that listen to this show. Why, I don't know, because I have nothing to contribute to the discussion.
I have to give you high marks. I mean, it's so important to do what – this is yeoman's work that you're doing, and it's so important to translate, the alphabet soup that we talk about in science into something that's meaningful to human beings. I'm not patronizing you. I really do think that what you're doing, and you've been great in terms of, sort of keeping me in check so that I don't totally, go out and.
No, you're great. I'm actually thinking of ways to have you back on the show already, because I think that you're that good of a guest. Listen, thanks so much for standing in today at such short notice, by the way.
Well, Dr. Rahan's doing a critical experiment as we speak.
Yeah, and I knew that. Listen, thanks so much, and we will have you back on, Dr. Torti, okay?
You.
Take care.
I'll be listening. Okay. Take care.
All right, so there you have it. I want to thank Dr. John Torti for coming on. That was a really enlightening discussion. And obviously, for those of you who are still insistent on smoking cigarettes, your children and your grandchildren will not thank you for it. Number two, I want to thank Rob Regish for coming on and putting what he puts into the Blueprint Power Hour. And lastly, don't forget to check superhumanradio.com for the new Age Force. Buy one, get one free on their new Vitamin Plus antioxidant patch. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Supply of GLCG.